Hey, this is Nikki here, and I'll be bringing you your HCAS mini for today. And after the reading chapters for today, I begin to rejoice as I know I serve a living God. You know, I'm glad that Jesus not only came to die a shameful death for us, but he also defeated death and is living in this very day. I've come to realize that there is indeed power when you believe you worship not just someone who walked on this planet 2,000 years ago, but a God that lives in you. Well, after Jesus' resurrection, many saw him but failed to recognize him, even those that walked closely with him. The disciples only realized it was Jesus after he showed them the hole in his palms and the wound at his side. Living in this modern age, many of us ask for tangible evidences before we could bring ourselves to believe. I'm not saying that it is not practical to ask for evidence. Well, even the disciples who saw him in person looked for evidence. But even though Jesus isn't walking as flesh today, he has given us his spirit, his word, his creations for us to see and believe. Haven't we also felt his tangible presence at different times? Jesus said in John chapter 20 verses 29, "You believe because you've seen me," and he was referring to his disciples, "but blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway," and that's supposed to be us. Well, today as we begin to understand the reality of this, that Jesus is living in and through us today, our prayer will no longer be the same. Instead of just asking, we begin to claim God's promises. We'll pray with a deep assurance that our God is not dead. He answers our prayer. So be encouraged that we are not just worshipping a man that roamed on earth 2 millennia ago, but a God who is living even today, a God who is ever faithful. So do not doubt, because blessed are those who haven't seen Jesus but believe anyway.